Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. I do not have a guest today. I'm the guest. So I am going to talk today because it's a very special time of year. I decided to do an episode specifically about what my training is coming up. And it's going to be next week. It begins next week. If you're listening to this replay, you might have missed it. So I am so sorry, but last year I only did it twice. And this year I'm planning to do it again in the fall. So three times total, but I've done it. I first did it and rolled it out in January of 2021. I've done some training similar to it before, and it has been revised. Every time I do it, I change it up and try to make it better. And also I deliver it in a different format every time. And so this is my favorite format that I'm doing this time around. And it involves like a 5-day sequential every day, about an hour's worth of training. So my training, what I call it, is Ignite Your Second Half Soul. And I think it's a fun title because it just sounds like that's what I want to do. I don't know. Who wouldn't want to ignite their second half soul? It speaks to the fact that it is for people who are in their second half. And so everybody that comes in there, it's mostly women. I don't think I have any men in there. And it's not that men can't ignite their second half soul, but it's really geared for women, empty nesters, moms who have grown kids, have left the nest, but it doesn't mean that it won't work for others as well, because igniting your soul, really, it's how you do it, is common regardless of gender and age. But I wanted to have an episode that talked about what it means. I think it's kind of obvious, but maybe it's not. And so let's talk about it, right? Because everybody deserves to be ignited. Everybody deserves to be lit up about their life and excited about what's to come. And I think some people think it's selfish of them wanting something better in life. So let's just start with talking about, and I think sometimes defining something, it's better to talk about the opposite. So what does it mean to not feel ignited? So I thought what I'd start with is a definition, and then to share with you what the women who are already coming into the training. So I ask them a question that I want them to answer. And it is, what is the one word to describe how you feel about your life at the moment? And so if they're coming to a training on how to ignite their second half soul, chances are the one word that they're describing about their life right now is the opposite of what ignited is, right? Because that's what they're trying to get. So they're not ignited. So the definition, I looked it up, of what ignited is to arouse or inflame an emotion or situation. So that's what we're igniting your second half soul is, to me, lighting a fire within, setting like a spark, and then ultimately it burns brighter and brighter, right? So synonyms of that, because I love to look at synonyms, because they also tell us more about the definition. So synonyms are, of course, arouse, which was in the definition, kindle, you know, kindle the fire, trigger, spark, instigate, which sometimes you think instigate might mean a bad thing, but I love it because I think about instigating change and igniting. When you're not ignited, that's definitely instigating change. Excite, provoke. I've been using that to provoke thought. So I thought that was kind of an appropriate synonym. Stir up, fuel, stimulate, animate. So those are all really, I think, words that you can actually visualize and say, yeah, that's kind of like makes the ignite word sound like it's something really exciting, right? Now, the antonyms on the opposite side, dampen and extinguish. So yeah, dampen the flame, extinguish the fire. Yep, that's definitely puts a damper on things. And then I went further with arouse because I thought arouse, that was used in the definition. It's also one of the synonyms. And the definition of arouse is to turn on. And of course, the antonym is turn off or the opposite. So this is all about turning something on inside of you. And I love that description. It's turning something on. It's lighting that which is out at the moment. So the words that were used by the women when they came into the group, and I'm going to read them. I actually organized them in alphabetical order, so I to make sure I wasn't reusing the same word, because there were several people shared similar words. So like stuck was a very common word that they used. But here are all the different words that mean what it's like to not be ignited. Anxious, average, ambivalent, annoyed, apathetic, ambiguous, bored, beaten, blah, behind, busy, burned out, challenged, confused, chaotic, changing, conflicted, depressed, depleted, discouraged, disappointed, done, dead, dull, displaced, directionless, exhausted, existing, empty, fatigued, frustrated, frantic, floundering, fearful, frumpy, hopeless, inactive, low, lost, in limbo, left out, lackluster, lonely, mediocre, meh, on hold, overwhelmed, old, passionless, pensive, regretful, stagnant, so-so, stuck, sad, stale, searching, stalled, stormy, struggling, scattered, slow, sluggish, treading water, taxed, tired, uninspired, uncertain, undirected, unaccepting, unsettled, used, ugh, unclear, unsatisfied, unfulfilled, unmotivated, unsure, useless, and unhappy. Wow. There is a lot of dampness in these women who are looking for a solution. And this is one of the reasons why I continue to share what I know and to put out this free training. Because if I can turn one person, one of these people, these feelings that they're sharing, if I can just get a little spark lit to change that, how much better will the world be just from that one little spark? And so many women, I find, actually feel guilty for wanting more. So one of the words was average. We shouldn't want to be, I'm so glad that that person feels they need to be ignited, because some people are okay with average. And I don't think you should be okay with average, because we all are unique and have something special to offer. And we should all feel that makes us above average in some way, because average just means you blend in. And so there's nothing wrong with wanting more. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be above average. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be unordinary. So don't think of it as selfish, because it's selfish by not wanting this for yourself. It's selfish because you're not giving the best of you to the people around you and to the rest of the world, honestly. But so much more about just the people that see you on a daily basis deserve better than that. So think of this as not for you. If you are feeling in that average place and you want more, go for it, because it's not selfish. It's actually selfish to not want that for yourself, because it's better for them. Makes their lives better as well once you get ignited. So yeah, and you know, it's just, can you imagine if all of these women who shared these words, and like I said, many, these are just the I picked the word, I didn't repeat words, but a lot of people used lost, sad, stuck. So a lot of similar words, unsatisfied, unfulfilled. So can you imagine all of these women getting sparked, and then what that will do to the world if they were just excited about their lives and lit up in a better way, in a new way? That energy, because we carry negative energy when we, all these words are it's negative energy. And they're tired, they're exhausted, they're unmotivated, they can't get out of bed because there's nothing that they're looking forward to in terms of what's on their list to do. We're going to change that, because we're going to do some stuff in the training that will shift things for them. So I'm very excited about that. But that positive energy, just taking that negative energy and flipping it to positive, creates this ripple effect. It spreads around. Like wire, speaking of ignited, it's like wildfire. I love that kind of analogy, because it's true. You get a spark, turns into a flame, turns into a wildfire that spreads, but a good one, a good kind, not the kind in California, a good kind. So I wanted to share a few things. I have like four main points of things that I've learned. And then I want to end with just a little, I don't know, some feel good stuff at the end about what's possible. That's what I'd like to end with on this episode. So first of all, these are the things that I've learned through the last few years. And I was just like them. I mean, a lot of these words applied to me: stuck, sad, unhappy, stalled, frustrated, directionless. So many of these words applied to me. And so I just decided to commit to not wanting to feel those words anymore, feel better words. So one thing I found is that we spend, and I say we, I'm speaking of kind of the female gender, because us women spend so much of our lives tending to others that we lose sight of the things that matter to us, the things that would make a difference to us, the things that we would love to do that we perhaps shoved aside, something we maybe were interested in when we were younger, but we got busy having kids. We got busy climbing the corporate ladder, as I did in my case, raising kids, climbing the corporate ladder, and never had time to figure out what it even was I was interested in. I'm tending to my responsibilities as a mother, as a wife, as an employee. And so that's what we do. we put other people's priorities ahead of ours, other things more important. But yet sometimes we don't even know what's important. For me, I married very young, so I didn't really have time on my own to figure out what I really wanted to do. And until I was like married and pregnant, and then it was like, oh my gosh, I had to find a job. So tending to others, I found, is a big hindrance to us getting to the place of being ignited. Number two, we want to please. We want to make others proud or happy. So we go about our lives doing what we think we should do instead of what we really want to do. But what we believe is the only option. It initially starts trying to please our parents, likely. And then once we leave the home and get married, it transitions to wanting to make our husbands happy, right? So we're number one, we're tending to others, taking care of others before we take care of ourselves and our needs. And we want to please. They're different, similar, but different. And so we kind of go in the direction of doing what we do, which likely won't ignite us because it will please other people. So number three, we don't want to upset the apple cart. That was the expression that I like to use because that was me. We can also say make waves. Somebody already shared that in the training. But yeah, we don't want to make waves. The other thing is too, we think we're going to upset the apple cart. We think we're going to make waves. We might not even, but we think we do. So it keeps us from doing the thing we want to do. Because we're so worried that it's going to make someone sad or make somebody unhappy or angry or uncomfortable. But if it's going to leave us in one of those sad places, in one of those words that is unignited, well, is that the way we want to spend the rest of our life? Or are we going to upset the apple cart a little bit so we can be ignited? I think it's worth upsetting the apple cart. The making waves analogy, oh my gosh, waves can be fun, right? I mean, some waves can knock you over, but usually come back up. And a lot of waves are really fun. So making waves isn't so bad. So number four is we think what's done is done. And again, this is all based on my own experience. And then also working with people who have gone from unsparked, unignited to sparked and ignited. So what we think our past, right? I'm speaking again to the second half folks, not the younger folks that need to get ignited, but the second half folks, because our brains are a little bit different. What we think about is a little bit different than a younger person. We have a lot of past and we have less future ahead, or at least we think we have less future ahead. We don't know how long we have, what our future holds. Many of us will live past 100 in this day and age. So just think about that. Think how much time you really could have. But we often go to the place in our head of what's done is done. And we just have to live with the decisions that got us here. We have to live with what might be crappy decisions. Because if we are all those unignited things, if we're in that space, then we might be thinking, yeah, we made some crappy decisions and it's too late to start over. But I like to say our past is always a lesson. So many people that I interview on this program have taken their bad decisions in life, doing things that made them unignited, and turned them into businesses to help other people. That fuels them like crazy. So when we are in this place of stuckness, we often are so afraid it's too late, so afraid that it's too late to make any changes. it's too late to get a new job, start a new career, go back to school, find a new spouse, find a different home, find my dream home, even. We think it's too late to make big changes, to get out of the stuck place. And I'm just going to call it a stuck place, because when you're not ignited, and all of those words can really come down to like feeling like you're stuck, especially if you don't know how to get out of where you are. But there is this saying, and I'm sure you've heard of it, nothing lasts forever. So you usually probably hear that when you're really happy, right? It's like, I can think of my mother saying, you know, when I was like blissfully in love over a boy, and she's like, nothing lasts forever. It's like, bring me down to earth, right? But we never think of nothing lasts forever when we're in an unhappy place. We always worry about it when we're in a happy place. There's like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy this is going to end at some point. But when we're in a stuck place, that's the last thing we think of. Because wouldn't that be a nice quote to live by? Like, always knowing that nothing lasts forever. And so when we get into these stuck places, it's good to know nothing lasts forever. And it especially won't last forever if you take action to make a change, if you make a commitment to do something about it and make a change. The faster you take action, the faster things will change. We are so lucky that we can learn every single day for the rest of the time we have. Our brain cells are as vibrant and vital. I never realized how much I could learn this late in life. And it's amazing. I never thought I was this creative. I always said I don't have a creative bone in my body. I've become so much more creative. When you live from an ignited place, the ideas come, the creativity comes, because you're coming from a place of this flow state, this state of where more of what is authentically what you're supposed to do in this world comes up naturally. And so these ideas come to you because you're not forcing something that is not exciting, something that you don't like, something that is not really for you. You're just doing it for the reasons I just stated. But when you're coming from this authentic place, and it's a place that you love and are excited about, it's a very creative space to be in. But there's so much left to learn about ourselves, about the world, about our brains and why they allow us to be in the stuck place, which is a lot of what I'll get into in my training. But the future is a complete unknown. And so many of us stay in this place of being scared of it. And there's nothing to be scared of because it's a complete unknown. But our brain likes to keep us safe. And that's the scariness, is because it's like, okay, it could be bad. So let's just stay in the stuck place. But that's not helping us. And we know that, or at least I know that. So I know that now. And that's what I'm going to help you with if you join the training, understanding that. So my final tips. So let me just to summarize the things that I've learned is that we spend so much of our lives tending to others. And we've shoved aside the things that would have lit us up, that would have ignited us more than likely. We want to please. We'll make others proud and happy. And so we tend to do things that make others happy and not necessarily what makes us happy. And we don't want to upset the apple cart. We don't want to do that. We're afraid that we're going to hurt somebody else by doing what we want. And we think it's too late. We think what's done is done, and that we just have to live with it. And that is not true. So my final tips, my final thoughts, I guess. I don't know if they're tips, more like thoughts. But I just want you to know that you deserve to be ignited. If you're listening to this and you're not ignited, you deserve all of that and more. And it is possible. It is so very possible. it's not selfish. Like I said, it's not selfish. What I said when I started, you hurt the world when you are not showing up as your most ignited self. You are the energetic being that you are, is you're projecting negative energy when you're not happy. And you want to project positive energy. And I know sometimes it's really hard to get into a positive space when you're in a stuck space, but that's why you need to start to take action onto how to figure it out and how to get out of that stuck place. Staying stuck is not going to get you unstuck. Makes sense. It's just hard sometimes to take action when you're in that stuck place. A lot of times we don't know where to turn, what to do. And it doesn't necessarily mean seeing a therapist. You can find things that can help you that are completely free on the internet that can help you a lot. And if you belong to a library, you can find books as well. So follow someone you like, and on the internet, you can chit chat with people even. You can send messages to people and ask them, somebody you like, somebody you admire, and ask them what their favorite book is. What book changed their life? What book made a big difference in their life? And you can find out and just start with that. But it will require change. Know that. It will require change. It will require you do things differently than you've been doing. And it may involve upsetting the apple cart. But I will say that the apple cart was probably full of rotten apples to begin with, and it was going to make everybody sick. So upsetting the apple cart is really a good thing, because you can get some new apples. You can get some good apples, some healthier apples. And that's another thing that I want to say about upsetting the apple cart. People think that they're going to upset the apple cart. Well, what they don't realize, and I realized this when I finally decided to leave my ex-husband, as hard as it was, but I knew that us being together was making neither of us happy. And so if you upset the apple cart, think of it as it's good for everybody. It's good for everybody, because if there's one bad apple in the cart, which is the unignited version of you, then that's going to spread to the other apples, and the other apples will get rotten. It's just that you can't, when you're living from an unlit place, you dampen everybody else. You extinguish other people's flames. And that's totally unfair. And that I would consider selfish. So think about that. And then the other thing is, know that the future is unwritten, unknown. And you can create it. You can create the better future. You can create a future that you can't even dream of is possible. And I like to think of it as unwritten chapters in my book of life. They're blank. So if you're thinking about this book that several chapters have been written, and maybe they're not the chapters that you would like, it's probably a great read. Probably a lot of people would love to read your book about your life. Probably make a good one. I say there's a book in everyone. Everybody should think about writing a book. But what are those unwritten chapters going to say? How do you want your book to end? Do you want it to end as the unignited version of you? Or do you want it to be the ignited version and the journey that took you there with all the juicy chapters from the beginning, which makes it all the more better of a book? Nobody wants a completely happy book. Needs to have its ebbs and flows. So those are my thoughts about what it means to be ignited or what it means to not be ignited, but what causes us to get in that place. And my takeaway is that it's so possible. It's so possible to get ignited late in life. And it should be something that you demand of yourself, and that you make it your number one priority, that you don't give up on that. And if my Ignite Your Second Half Soul training sounds like something that could be the beginning of the good chapters in your book, the better chapters, the best chapters, I like to say, because I truly believe that your second half can be your best half. And that's what my mission is to help women have the rest be their best. And it doesn't matter what the past was. If you can access that ignited place, it will never, your flame will never extinguish. If it's coming from an internal wick, if it's coming from an internal wick, it won't go out. It won't go out. Some days it might burn brighter than other days, but it will never go out. And it might have been lit before, but it likely was lit for the wrong reasons. It was just I will talk about this in the training, but it was likely a external wick that was lit. And so it was an external I don't want to say superficial, but sometimes, and I did this, we go outside of ourselves for a spark, but it's very, very often a temporary thing. And it doesn't last. And so we got to find out what that thing is that drives us deep down inside and is a part of who we are and what we are born to do. And when we figure that out, then our flame doesn't go out. It's like the eternal flame. And that's what I'm talking about. So I hope this has helped. And I hope you're ignited. And if you're not, make it your number one priority, because it's possible and you deserve it. Thanks. And I'll be back on Friday for a Lessons Learned episode. Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.